There is something in human nature that wants to be seen. We like to know that what we do matters, that someone notices, that our efforts are appreciated. But when it comes to serving the Lord, that mindset can quietly shift our focus away from what truly matters. Faithfulness is not measured by applause. It is measured by obedience. If I'm honest, there have been times I found myself hoping someone would notice what I was doing. And when they didn't, discouragement wasn't far behind. That's when the question had to be faced. Was I serving the Lord, or was I serving for recognition? I remember years ago when I first began working on the church bulletin, something I've continued now for decades, I had to confront that very issue. At the time, I was still growing, and my motives weren't where they should have been, but the Lord dealt with my heart, and I began asking Him for guidance and direction, learning to give the honor and glory where it truly belongs. The Apostle Paul wrote these words, "Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." 1 Corinthians 15:58, ERNASB 2020. That verse does not say, be recognized. It does not say, be appreciated. It says, be steadfast, be immovable, keep working. Steadfast when no one is watching. Anyone can be faithful when others are looking. It's easy to serve when there is encouragement, praise, or even a title attached. But real faithfulness shows up when there is no spotlight. When you pray and nobody hears it, when you study scripture and nobody knows it, when you do the right thing and nobody thanks you, that is where obedience is proven. God is not looking for performance. He is looking for consistency. Immovable in a changing world. We live in a time where everything seems to shift, opinions, standards, even convictions. But the Word of God does not change, and neither should our commitment to it. Being immovable means standing on truth when it is unpopular, living right when it is inconvenient, refusing to compromise just to fit in. That kind of faithfulness rarely earns recognition from the world. In fact, it often brings the opposite. But obedience has never depended on public approval. Excelling in the work of the Lord, notice Paul says, always excelling, not occasionally, not when we feel like it, not when circumstances are ideal, always. This is where many struggle. It's not the big moments that trip people up. It's the daily ones. Being kind when you're tired, being patient when you're frustrated, staying committed when you're discouraged. That is the work of the Lord just as much as anything done inside a church building. Your labor is not in vain. Here's the truth we need to hold on to. Nothing done in obedience to God is ever wasted. You may not see the results. You may not receive thanks. You may not even feel like it made a difference, but God sees. Every quiet act of obedience, every unseen sacrifice, every faithful step, none of it is in vain. The world measures value by visibility. God measures it by faithfulness. A needed reminder. If recognition is what drives us, discouragement will eventually stop us. But if obedience is what drives us, we will keep going, whether anyone notices or not. So the question is simple and searching. If nobody ever praises your service, will you still serve? If nobody ever acknowledges your faithfulness, will you still be faithful? Because in the end, it is not about being seen by people. It is about being right with God. And that kind of faithfulness, quiet, steady, obedient, is exactly the kind that lasts.